Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Awakenings Radio. I'm your host and pilot, Michelle Mache. Great to connect with everyone. And hello, everyone in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, also known as the chat room. Everyone listening via phone, iTunes, and, of course, later the BTR archive. Let me know about the sound. I see Denise in the chat. Tamara, hello, because I'm trying a different headset. If it's not working, let me know. We have a great program today. We have Paulo will be on. Some of you know him as Maui Shaman, Paulo D'Oro of Ancient Bling, and we're going to be diving into the lunar energy and discussing this. Oh, in the chat. Let's see, I've got a little bit of a little issue here about getting into the chat, so I'm going to open another browser here. We had a super moon on the 11th, I believe, full moon on the 10th, and went into super moon status, which is a pretty amazing thing. I believe it's when it's closest to the Earth, larger moon, but super because it's so close. And you hear me multitasking here. I want to see if anybody in the chat can let me know how my sound is. Otherwise, I will change headsets. Let's see. Denise sounds great. Hello, Michelle and Tamara. Oh, good. Hello. I so wish I was here last week. I needed my buddies with me for that chemtrail freakout. Oh, thank you, Denise. Thank you so much. But the sound is good. Yay! So I can walk around. I've got a digital headset. So if you hear my, I'm making my tea, if you hear my little whistle in the background, oh my gosh, there has been so much change. We will be getting to phone calls. Paulo will be coming on a bit earlier, and we'll be diving into, we're going to actually do a lunar meditation. And some of you that have been doing my Soul Path workshops know this. We've been the teleworkshop, which, by the way, you can do via Skype or online. I've had some people ask, oh, can you do the workshops, you know, what the person that actually is in Brazil. And I said, yeah, so far we've had people from Australia, New Zealand, Italy, France, I think in Spain. So, yeah, I would love to have anybody, and even if you're in the area, you know, Los Angeles area, you can still do it, you know, by phone. And this one, I believe, is going to be, let me look at that, August 23rd, even though I put it together, I sometimes forget. And we really, we do a lot of the shamanic work that I'm trained in. We do, really, it's a great, also really great group of people that are very awake, aware, and just really living their path, you know, and making the changes, letting the soul changes, you know, allowing them, letting them come through. Because that's so much of what we do, what we're doing is letting these soul changes happen, allowing them to happen to us instead of, you know, being in a place of resisting the change. And resistant, I'm putting a different because I can't get into my chat. So if you hear me kind of stammering, I'm doing three things at one time. Okay, let's see. Aha, hello everyone. Okay. Some reason my Firefox was not liking the chat, so we just got rid of that browser and get another one that is more receptive to my typing. my texting. Okay, cool. So I'm happy now. So we're in that. Great. Callers, glad you're here now. Thank you, Tamara. Yeah, I couldn't get in, and I love the full experience. I mean, when I'm not able to see everybody in the chat or I'm not able to get in and type, it just kind of dents my experience a little bit. It's a way to put it. Those of you that want to get on air, have some questions, comments, want to, share, that number is 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad to get on air. And again, that's 347-539-5122. And get you on air. So, like I was saying, there's a lot of change right now. I'm wondering if a lot of, there's always change, but the kind of change, we're really moving in right now to a space of focusing a lot more on your self-expression, your creativity, moving more into a space of letting the soul come out more. And so what that means is the little self, to be kind of confident with that little self and kind of reassure it, and basically move into an unfolding or an expressing that you may not be comfortable with, or you may not understand. Because sometimes our changes or our focus or our redirection of energy comes from such a deep place on a soul level that we don't necessarily understand what's going on with us. We don't necessarily understand, why the changes or why the need for change. Because from an ego level, you could be saying, well, I kind of like this status quo. This is fine. I don't feel the need to change, or I don't need to, which ultimately is all change on a soul level has to do with soul growth and soul expression, releasing more expression of the soul. So sometimes that's, whether you want to call it growth, it can come from learning, but not necessarily, because it's just like when you're, when you're, let's say, 8 years old and all of a sudden in puberty you just shoot up. You're growing. Is there a learning lesson there? Maybe, maybe not. But the growth is upon you. The expansion, acceleration of energy is upon you. And so very often, this is what happens on a soul level, that we're growing. The soul is saying, hey, I'm kind of done with this, or I've tried A and B, now I want to try C and D. So what you're going to be seeing is more hyper growth, more acceleration of your expression, your expansion in your life, more accelerate, even a calling in of what is it that you really want. For some of you, by the way, this is going to come from having to not only speak your truth, but having to live it. Not necessarily defend it, but you might have to defend it. You may have to. I'll give you an example. I was at the dentist's office the other day. I'm having some dental work done, and it's costly. And the main doctor that has the practice, he was okay, but the one that I was getting with, this Dr. Alina, I was just really not feeling her energy, and I thought, I'm going to walk right out of here and hire somebody else, because there's a certain vibe I'm going for, very nurturing, feminine. It can be, I don't care if it's a male or female body, but the care has to be there, the bedside manner. And then just as I'm about to get up and leave, because I always know, my guides always, tend to send me to the perfect place, but I thought, well, maybe this is a little test, Michelle, just to, to have the experience that you really want to have. So just as I was about to say, I think I'm just going to, not feeling it here with the bedside now, there's this wonderful woman sitting in the chair next to me who's now going to do the work on me. And I was asking questions. She goes, oh, yeah, I'm doing the work for you. And she said, and then you'll work with Dr. Alina later. It's with Dr. Emily I like. And then we started chatting. I said, you know what? I said, I want to keep you all the way through. I said, I'm not wild about her bedside now. And I said, since I'm paying the big bucks, you'd love this. I'm laying in the dentist chair looking up, got my legs crossed, got my headset on because I'm listening to my chanting music, even listening to some of Awakenings. Listening to who was I listening to? What's really good, let's see, Shiva Shakti, really good music that I have on my phone, and just kicking back. And I said, you know what? I like your bedside manner. And I said, and since I'm paying the big bucks, I said, I want the full treatment. I want this. You're very, you know, personable and warm. And she, by the way, excellent dentist, does great work. And she said, oh, no, that's no problem. It's just that she talked to you first or got to you first. I said, yep, but I wasn't going to stay. She said, oh, no problem. I'd love to work with you. And, yeah, so, okay, there is sound. So there goes back, and why I'm sharing this is because you're going to have experiences with more of those kinds of situations where you're literally, and it's not a defending, it's not a fighting, it's that you have to just be in your truth, whatever that is, even if it's uncomfortable. You know, within reason, you have to know, you know, when to do that. But in that kind of situation, there's no reason to stay with something that doesn't feel optimal. You know, if it was an emergency or something, maybe that'd be different or whatever, but weighing the options. So kind of expect that to be coming up more and more in your life to say, you know, what is the kind of experience that you're wanting to experience. It's really moving into that co-creation. Now, what's interesting is it's not about a fighting or resisting of what is. It's about knowing that you do, you know, again, I always like to use a dessert tray or a d'oeuvre tray, you know, when you're at a party or something. You don't have to take everything on there, and maybe you on that dessert tray or that hors d'oeuvre tray, maybe you don't see anything you like, or maybe you know the kind of food that's going to be served you're not going to like, and you're going to bring your own snackies or bring your own snacks or have them make snacks that you bring, or you eat before, you eat after. So it's really moving more into the co-creative aspect from a truth level, an integrity level of your experience and what you, you know, deserve. Let's see, what is Chandra putting in the chat? There's a confidence in knowing your truth. Yes. What a great point, Michelle. I've been experiencing that too. Yeah, apparently what I've been receiving intuitively from the guides, and then astrologically, if you look at the aspects, it's really forcing people to do that and kind of digging deep. You know, when you get dental work done or anything that has to do with bones of that level, it's digging into deeper the root of your experience and understanding in life, you know, looking at beliefs, you know, moving past any limitation and reforming, restructuring. There's a focus on the restructuring aspect, you know, of your life. And of course, as you know, part of restructuring is moving through certain beliefs. We have core beliefs, but then as we change or we grow or we learn more or we experience more in life, we can make different decisions. You know, it doesn't necessarily even have to be a growth thing. It's a wisdom thing from, you know, life wisdom. It's in esoteric healing, working with energy, it's the golden light. It's the golden light of wisdom. And so we start drawing in more of the gold light because we begin to really honor our soul that says, yes, I do know, or I've experienced this, I can make decisions this way. And it's very empowering. It's kind of fun, too. It's kind of a fun ride. And so expect more of you wanting to have more self-expression, more creative expression, looking for more creative ways or self-expressive ways to express your uniqueness into the world and share that. So I would say, you know, with the cycle, I wrote about it in my blog. It's starting this month. It's about a two and a half, maybe 3-year cycle where it's really emphasized for everyone. And so you know, look for ways to be more self-expressive or express your truth. It could be in hair color, design, clothing, where you live, how you live, what you have in your house, you know, what you don't keep in your house, you know, the kind of food you eat, you know. It just, what it does require, I find, is really connecting to your intuitive, instinctual wisdom, which is housed within the body. And to really feel, how do you feel with something? There's something incongruent. Like when I was in that situation in the dental office, you know, and these people had been referred to me because I had moved, so I needed to get with somebody that was closer. There was an incongruence. There was some things that were wonderful. The staff was great, the location, the parking, the colors, everything. But there was some incongruence. There was some incoherence. My heart was feeling it in the brain. You know, there was that register from the heart to the brain and back. And the body was feeling something. And I thought, well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to, if I want to. I don't have to. So, again, it's us knowing where we're at also. Do we have to do something? Or can we call in another experience? Because that's part of creativity, by the way. Creativity is not just drawing something or making something or sewing something or creative financing, moving things around, making something work. It's doing that in our life as well, you know. So it's coming from looking at all aspects of ourselves to see where can I co-create more, you know, where can I express more of myself more truthfully, or as even Tamara said in the chat, with more confidence. You know, it really, it's the confidence in our uniqueness and our unique path. And it was interesting, too. I got to have a great conversation. The woman was wonderful. Dr. Emily is wonderful. And then her assistants were amazing. And we got in this discussion in between when my mouth was not, you know, hampered from the contraptions they put on you. But at one point I was talking about how I live and my beliefs. And I said, you know, I wouldn't trade anything with how I, you know, live and what I've come to do, you know, and the work that I do. And I knew at that moment, it was very interesting when you catch something, when you realize the words that are coming through you aren't necessarily for you, they're for that person next to you. It wasn't for Dr. Emily, but it was for one of the assistants or hygienist assistant, whatever. And I could tell it just impinged her, and I thought, wow, you know, really, if we do as much as possible live our truth, whatever that is in the moment, if we're afraid, we're afraid. If we're happy, we're happy. If we're confident, we're confident. If we're stretching out, we're stretching out. Whatever that truth is, then we're calling in the assistance of spirit, of source energies, and that comes through in magical helpers for us and for other people. Then you're able to be used as an instrument. And it's nothing woo-woo or grandiose. It's just being open to the energies of the moment. And a lot of that has to do with connecting with our lunar nature. Can we be reflective? Can we draw in? Can we be an open slate? Can we be the void, the abyss, and see what's in there? Instead of always having to shine and sparkle like the sun, which is great as well. This, you know, to me, the Jupiter and Leo, squaring that Saturn and Scorpio, is going to teach people in a better way. When do we connect to the lunar? What's the balance for our lunar nature and our solar nature? What's the balance of being the unique one, shining bright, brighter, the brightest, moving in front of the pack, in front of the group? And what's the balance of receding into the group and being part of the group and let someone else come forward or no one come forward? Can you just allow the void to be there? Can you allow no one to be forward, and yourself included? Can you merge and just blend in? Can you just be? You know, can you blend into the forest without fear? Can you be the forest in front of the trees where you're seeing that? Can you be the individual tree without being in fear? So it's a real interesting time that we have coming up that is upon us, where these deeper, not only questions, but the energy they bring are not only calling us, but they're working through our lives in ways where it's a little stark. Let me know if you're feeling this or not. Give me a call, 347-539-5122, and let me know, are you feeling this deeper call or more exposure? Are you feeling the exposure that is now there? We're being exposed. And that doesn't mean that you have to disclose everything. Sometimes people think, oh, I have to tell everybody this, I did this, and I did this, and I did this that was bad, and I did this that was good. No, it's what is in the moment is going on. Can you have full disclosure with that to yourself and in the way that's relevant for the life experience that you're in at the moment? Paula will be coming on shortly. Let's hit the phone lines. And we're going to be doing some magical mystical work, talking about this lunar archetypes. Hi, 805-235, you're on Awakening.
Hello, is this Michelle? Michelle?
Yes, it is. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I was thinking of something and talking to you at the same time. I apologize. It's an honor to talk to you, by the way. My name is Steven.
Hi, Steven. Your friend what now?
He's been listening to your show for some time, and I just really wanted to take a listen. I listened to the past couple of shows, and I was really, really happy to learn some of the things that I did get to learn from you.
Very cool.
It's like I said, yeah, he's a really good guy, too, so.
Do I know him?
I was actually,
he's a listener?
Yeah, you do. His name is Charles. He's an awesome dude.
Oh,
he's a musician.
Hey, Charles. Hey, Charles.
Yeah. He's
love
out there
he's
somewhere.
He's amazing. Yeah, I think on tour still, but he's done some of my workshops, too.
Oh, yeah. He only shares great knowledge. I've been listening. So thank you again. I had noticed this moon change, and I had some really pretty strange dreams lately.
Thank you for bringing this up, because that's... Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Thanks for bringing that up, because it will be affecting, the lunar nature will be affecting the dream. So the dream state is really up now.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Did you want to talk about asking
Yeah, just kind of in between. It's awesome that you've been talking about, you know, just kind of understanding your own creativity, because, you know, I make art too, and I didn't know if this dream was relative. Like, I'm going through some pretty interesting junctions in life, and my dream basically was about a good friend of mine who's a lady. Like, we were at a record store, and we were just listening to music, mm-hmm. and I know we were in there in the daytime, and then once the night came, like, you know, people start trickling out, and I looked up at one point, and she was gone. And I remember being upset in my dream, like wondering where she went. And I was able to get in contact mm-hmm. with her, and she had apologized and said, I'm sorry, like, I just had to leave. Like, and she was my ride back home. And she just said, you know, I'm already halfway home. I can't come get you. I'm sorry. And then I woke up right after that. And usually I can wake up and go about the day for a little bit, and then I'll remember my dreams very vividly. Like, I remember my dreams very clearly. Mm-hmm. And I called her and was just like, hey, like, this is what happened. And then she sort of apologized, because she's like, you know, I would never do that. I'm like, I didn't think you did, but I think it's more symbolic than that, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just wanted to kind of ask you about that. Being as though right now I'm in a strange junction, like, I'm trying to create so much. I'm not trying to force it out, but I'm dealing with some other things, like, in the material world, as far as, like, living and, you know, the job that I work 40 hours a week. Like, I just want to balance it all out and kind of get it, you know, mm-hmm. get it together. I didn't know if you could, you know, mm-hmm. kind of get some insight on that.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things I get to give just a little bit of foundation on dream work is, one of the things that you always want to do with dreams is you want to look and see what's the main theme in the dream. Even mm-hmm. if you have bits and pieces of the dream, you want to look at what's the main theme and what's the overall feeling or feelings, or that could also be emotions. What's the emotional state?
Got it.
And that will tell you a lot. And then the other thing is, when we do dream work, we look layers. We look at the dream. If we know the dream, well, first of all, it always represents an aspect of us. Even mm-hmm. if it's somebody that we know, you know, in a quote-unquote waking state, it would be a part of us, but would also be that person also in particular. If they're strangers in dreams, it could be people you're going to meet, but it all usually means that it's a part of you that's either estranged from you or estranged or a new part of your essence or aspect of you that's coming forward. Because dreams not only tell us, they can be prophetic, they can show what's coming up, they can also be things that we're working through in the waking state that we don't have time to meditate or contemplate on, so they come up as our way of resolution, which sometimes what you can do is dream reentry, where you just get back into the dream state, do some breath work, some meditation, and go back in and maybe change around the dream or do dialogue or whatever you feel, you know, there's different healing practices, almost like when you're in hypnotherapy. So what I feel for you is you are a part of two things. A part of you is developing more of your feminine nature. So it's interesting you're listening to the show. We're talking about our lunar nature, which is the feminine. So
absolutely.
It is about, it's about don't leave that part of you, or have you left that part of you, or how can you more integrate that part of you, your lunar nature, the feminine, the intuitive, that aspect, how can, maybe it's even in your work, you know, to tap more into that part.
Okay.
And then I feel with this woman or girl, is there some part of her you haven't been, you've been doubting or confused about or wondering where she's
been? Young. She's younger than me, and I mean, most of my life, I mean, people that have never met me have called me an empath. Like, I always carry good information, and I've been able to help people with situations that I've never dealt with ever. And I feel like
okay.
that's very, I don't find it strange anymore. I think it's kind of awesome because, I mean, there's nothing I enjoy more than seeing somebody smile because they know that they can. And I always tell people whenever they have
beautiful.
Negative thoughts and whatnot. Thanks. I always
right.
tell people, you know, it's like we all have our selfish, you know, inner problems or whatnot, but it's like, you know, we're all here together, like we're all one, so just, you know, reflect off of one another. If there's something that you don't like, then, you know, find a way or find someone, find the right
mm-hmm.
crowd or one
but what
person
are you,
in particular.
Right,
hmm?
Good point. But you're beeping on something with her. There's something you're not sure
with
about
her,
or
I don't,
you didn't.
Yeah, I just feel like she's more needy than I can deal with. I don't really understand.
Yeah.
I think, you know, like I kind of feels like that. Like she seems like the, you know, the wind. Like she's there when she wants to be, but then she just goes away.
Uh-huh.
Like.
Yeah. So see, that's
what
your dream
like.
Was showing you. So it's telling you to trust your lunar nature, your feminine, which you're saying, I don't know. I think she wouldn't do that. But then you're saying, I feel she would. So you just have to have some different boundaries. Because what that, to me, what that dream is stating is, yes, you might turn around and she won't be there. So you have to alter your boundaries with her, or alter your investment. You know, you don't have to X her out, but you are getting a confirmation on what you're feeling through the dream. Your soul, very often the soul, higher
mm-hmm.
self, you know, gives this information and says, hey, you're right, buddy. Listen to your intuition. So don't set yourself up with this person. You're seeing, because if you do give her too much and you turn around and you expect something, some reciprocation,
yeah.
It's obviously by that dream, it's not going to be there, or it's not going to be sufficiently there.
Understood, yeah. I stay far away from expectations. I expect of me, like, I want to be a better person all the time, and I feel like these interactions
well,
with people are just...
Stephen, we all say that, but that's hard. It's because
it's very hard. It's
you,
so hard.
You know, but you need to have expectations, but not be attached to the result. It's true. It's human. That's how
understood.
We build trust. You know,
very
so
true.
When I come every Wednesday, people expect me to be talking like I'm talking. They don't expect me to talk about sports. So they have an expectation. But,
of course.
Right? Right? So you're okay with having expectations, but it is, I do agree with you, you were given a message there, like alter, you're seeing the neediness and you're getting the message to not jump in full boat with this person.
Absolutely, yeah.
Cool.
Like I said, she's a friend and I'm sorry, I was going to say I didn't mean to, you know, like I don't feel feelings for her like that, but I felt like part of me was thinking that was the case, but then I get real cautious with people nowadays just because I was a certain way in the past, and I feel like I'm, you know, seeing a side of me from, you know, my past that's just reminding me of where I want to go. So,
well,
it's just kind of come about.
See, the thing is that we all have to remember, especially I think people like to, you know, it's like total, let's just forgive everybody. You know, it's like, no, there's a process. In human nature, there's a process to move through loss. You know, you may get to forgiveness, you may not. I don't know. People have to work the process.
Yeah.
But there is something you can I have friends of mine that have been here a long time, but I can see where there's certain things I don't bring up or I don't depend on them for certain things because they just, they're not capable. They're not there yet in consciousness. They just, so I accept them, as I'm sure they accept me with certain things, the deficiencies that I have. So as we get more conscious to move in conscious relationship, we have to see that in each other. Sometimes we're pleasantly surprised, but just because we're one way, we can't expect somebody, you know,
of course, yeah.
You can expect,
you can't expect them to do
well, here's the thing. You can expect the reciprocation. It will come, but maybe not from that person. So when I expect something back, when I know I'm doing certain things in my life, I know they're coming back to me from source, from God is all that is, source energies. Who it comes
Absolutely.
Through, who's the vehicle, who, right, who's the vehicle, that may change. That may change.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing
Great,
that with me.
Steven,
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I got to get back to work, but I'll definitely be listening. So take care. It was nice
okay.
talking to you, Michelle.
Cool. You too. Bye.
Goodbye.
Hi, 928-613. You're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Yes, hello?
Yes, you're on. Hi.
Hi.
To whom am I speaking with?
Alfina.
Alfina?
Yes.
Hi, Alfina. Do you have a question or comment?
Am I allowed to ask a psychic question? Or
can I what?
Like a psychic question or?
Whatever.
Okay.
It could be psychic. It could be dreams. It could be on meditation. It could be on holistic health. It could be. We have a lot of training back here, so there's a lot.
Okay. Well, I'm wondering about my current situation, like love and relationships, and I'm wondering mm-hmm. whatever, like, insights you can get on it or advice.
Okay. Okay. So and what's the question?
Well, like I said, like, I'm just wondering what you can pick up pertaining to my current situations, like relationships.
Okay. Well, it's better to have a question so I don't have to spend a long time tuning in. So you're wanting insight, like what you should do, what you should can expect. Is that what it is?
No, right now we're in the process of trying to work things out, but the process is kind of slow. So I'm just wondering if it's if this is going to be
first thing I did, I'm going to give the metaphor of teeth because I've been getting my teeth worked on. It's like pulling teeth to him. Are you wanting him to make some changes he's not ready for?
No, there's changes on both our parts. And I understand, like, I need certain things that I need to change, which I've expressed to him. And right now the process is just kind of slow, and I understand because I know he's hurt. So, it's yeah.
But that's what I'm trying to say. There's something you're wanting him to do he's not ready to do. So whether that's forgiving, moving on, he's not ready for that. So you're going to have to go by his time. Because it's showing on his end. You know, you might be ready to, you know, you're going to have to honor his. It's going to take more time. And it's probably before
is my question. Like, how long is it going to take? Like, how longer? How much longer? Like, I know I already knew this wasn't going to be, you know, like,
probably
quick
six
or
to
anything,
eight months.
But...
Probably 6 to 8 months.
Wow, that
Seven
is
months.
A very long time.
Yeah. And the more you push him, the more he'll clam up.
Oh, at this point, I'm not pushing him. Like, that's something I'm not doing.
But energetically, because I can even feel it when you're talking to me and the question. So, you'll get through it, but I can see growth on both.
I just kind of feel it's going to be sooner than that. Okay.
Okay. Then go with what you know. Go with your own intuition.
Yeah, like my own gut.
Yes, always go with your own gut. Blessings. Okay, we're going to be getting to the second half of our program early today. That's a good thing that caller called in. You know, a lot of times people don't realize when they're thinking, oh, I'm relaxed, but you can see that their teeth are clenched, or I'm not angry, but you can see that they're angry. It's not so much what we say in nudging people, but people can feel it. It's like in New York, I remember back in the day modeling in the big cities, and we'd all, a group of us, and we'd want to go to a cafe, or we'd go, and you stand by the table, right? Or people know, okay, they can feel it. You don't go over and say, people, can you please hurry up? But when people look up at the table and they see people standing there, or they see, well, people need this table, or there's hardly any tables at all, you know, or all the tables are filled, you don't conscious, you're kind of sensitive, you kind of don't stay. Normally maybe you'd stay in 2 hours or something, laissez-faire with your coffee, but then you look around and go, oh my God, they're so busy here tonight, let's leave early, you know, let's give up our table. So for that caller and anybody else in that mode, Tricia quote, love that you can feel the energetics behind the mask. Yeah, I just love it when people call in and they already have the answer. It's going too slow for them. They're not liking how slow it's going, and they're upset about it. And they know it's going to be longer, but then they say, well, I think it's going to be faster than that. Is it going to hurry up? Don't you think the other person that you're dealing with, in relation with, if I'm feeling it, and I'm not even in the same town as you, of course they're going to feel it. They're going to feel the pressure, and when people are emancipating, when they're growing, they're going to resist that pressure. So if you want something done, it's like the 5-year-old, take out the trash, and you have to take out the trash, 10-year-old, and you keep harping, they're going to slowly, you know, or 5-year, put your shoes on, let's go, we got to go now. They're resisting because that's the way of them getting their self-autonomy back. So, yeah, I love it. So, yes, it's the energy behind what we do and say that people feel and they pick up on. We can say, oh, I'm relaxed, I'm not pushing him, all is good, I'm hunky-dory, I'm going with the flow. But if your energy is tight and pushing, tight, rigid, pushing, people are going to feel that. Let's get the phone calls, 347-539-5122, and we're going to have our awakened guest on, Paulo. Hey, Paulo, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you.
You're very welcome. So both of you know Paulo Dioro, friend of the Awakenings. For those of you that don't, he's the founder and creator of Ancient Bling. Does amazing sacred art, sacred jewelry, and also does readings and healing work as well. And Tamara's saying hello. Howdy, Paulo. So people in the chat are saying hello. Ah, so how is this energy? How are you doing with this lunar energy?
Well, it's certainly something that requires us to open our eyes about. And
yes.
It's an energy that has many, many feelings behind it. So I feel like there's multiple layers of it's like a curtain to a magic room, and you're opening the curtain, but then there's another curtain, and then there's another curtain.
Yes.
And you're going, okay, you know, how many curtains are there? You know, kind of like your caller. And it's saying,
yeah,
you know, I'm willing to do this, I'm willing to pull the curtains, but, you know, I'm not willing to pull all these curtains. So you're interactive with this energy. You're definitely co-creative with this energy, as you were stating. And so I'm kind of co-creating the empathy and the emotional energy around it being a full super moon. I mean, that's pretty powerful in Aquarius. And bringing that energy, you know, yeah, bringing that energy of the uniqueness of who we are, and then the emotional quantity of it all, being that supposedly, I'm still not really a belief that we are that much water, but I'm sure we are a lot of water.
Yeah,
a lot
what
of
is
emotion.
It, 80% or 80%? Well,
yeah,
the one thing I'm finding, and this is the one thing I'm finding, and this is why I focus so much on the subtle energy because it, you know, specifically corresponds to chakras and balancing that energy, of course, you know, getting the third chakra kind of tuned up and running, is that until people really are aware, even like that caller, not to put her down or anything, but it's a good example of what people not being conscious of the energy they're putting out. And also be open to guidance or somebody's external input because you can see and feel. I remember an example of this years ago. I was in a club in when I was modeling, and I can't even think of the name of it. Anyway, a private club in London. And everybody smokes, you know, even in the restaurants. And so I was pushing, I was sitting back, like on this bench or whatever chair along the way, a very posh club. And I was just, I was sitting back from everybody else. And somehow I was talking to this woman, and I didn't know her that well. She was part of the group, and I was mentioning about dancing or asking to be danced, and I hadn't been. And she said, well, you do come off very standoffish. And I said, oh, I do. And she goes, yeah. She goes, you sit back. You're not forward with everybody. And even when we were all eating, well, it wasn't because they smoke when they're eating. So I went, oh, I said, do you know what I'm doing? She goes, what? And I go, it's the cigarette smoke. I said, I'm sensitive to it, so I'm standing back. And she said, well, from the outside, Michelle, it looks like you're a bit snobbish. You look very standoffish. So I altered my, I took it in. I didn't say, well, I'm not trying to be standoffish. I'm not trying to be snobbish. I'm just, I'm sensitive to smoke. I didn't get into a tirade. What I realized, I went, whoa, people don't know me, but they can feel an energy. And I was, personally, I was putting a little repelling energy and a little psychic message, please don't smoke by me. So what I did is I sucked it up. I moved forward and I said, you know what? This is the effect I'm giving. I don't mean to give this effect, but I'm going to take this positive criticism coming towards me like this woman is saying. By the way, everybody thinks you're snobby because you're receding from the cloud.
So, there's an important thing there, though, that you took it. You took that energy as a positive, you see.
Yes.
And if your ego was involved, had you had karma with smokers in any way, we all do. Mm. They're all here. And it's like, you know, if your ego was involved in that, you would have been, you know, emotionally tagged there, and you would have been, you could have gone into defensive mode. You could have chosen many modes to go into. So choosing that it's positive, you were receptive and open to the idea of what she was saying, you see. So that was
And that doesn't bother me.
That was a, no, because in the bottom line, you know where you're at. You know, and
it doesn't bother
you know
me
what
at
you're
all.
Doing.
Smoke or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But I
most
like that,
people,
Paul. So you're saying doing that puts you actually in the receptive mode. Again, we're
talking
about
that. Yes, it does. It certainly does. Huh. If you open up, you know, I was leaving my building where I'm at here in Northern California, and I'm leaving my building, and this guy gets in the elevator with me, and oh, it's what a great day, and we're up here in the hills, and it was morning, so it's usually foggy, and, you know, I'm going, okay, I'll wait till the fog lifts, you know, and that's kind of my feeling, because I kind of react to what the environment is all the time, even
right.
though I'm not trying, it's just there, and so it's
right.
foggy, and he goes, it's a great day, and I'm going, yeah, it is, isn't it, and he said, yes, if you're above ground, it's a great day. And I thought, wow, what a gift you just gave me. I'm alive. I'm alive today. That's a great day. He says, yeah, if you're above ground, it's a great day. And if you're below ground, you don't have to worry about it. And I said, oh, well, that's pretty good. Pretty good bottom line. And so I walked out, you know, and I decided, well, yeah, that's true, you know. And I got it just put a whole tone on my whole day and the spin on it. And I thought, wow, you know. The wisdom is all there. It's so all there. It's like you can get it from a twinkling of a child's eye. You can get it from a homeless person. It doesn't matter. Whatever comes to you, if you're open to the wisdom that is bringing you, it's all here. Through the animals, I mean, they're just but nothing but givers to us. And they give us these informational information about ourselves constantly. So this planet is a giver. It's a real giver. And if we get on that connection with it, I feel we're in tune. We're more in tune. And if we come in from another place, another perspective of that, then we're really kind of holding our own energy. We're kind of resisting.
Right.
Resisting doesn't mean consciousness all the time. It's just a resistance, as you were resisting to the smoke. And that's part of it. That's part of it, yes. So, yes.
Well, yeah, and it was interesting because when I moved into embracing it, even though, you know, I'm not wild about it, now I don't really, people say to me, oh, do you mind if I smoke? I'm like, no, go ahead. Because I moved more into the oneness, into the love, like I'd rather hang out with this person. And I realized probably I was making it worse by receding back all the way around, you know. So it's really not a big deal to me, you know, anymore. But I like what you said about the openness, you know, that it is the receptivity, which I feel right now, this whole kind of lunar phase, which is the divine feminine that we're all being really called to embrace, the divine mother, the divine feminine within us and that's around us. You know, if we look at the tarot, it's going to bring in the archetype of the high priestess or the moon, which hasn't been energy that people have been very comfortable with because it means that openness, void. People think of vulnerability, you know.
Vulnerability, that's the key, yes. Vulnerability isn't always a place of ease. It's a disturbance. It's a sense to say, oh, where are you with this and where are you with that? So it's... there's always going to be a place of more receptivity. There's always going to be that place. And if we just kind of open up to that, and maybe it'll happen and maybe it won't, but it's not up to us. It's really not up to us.
Yeah.
It's up to us to just be there to receive it when it happens. And that's kind of like how I feel about life. You know, talk about New York. She was a stand-up comedian. She was with the Andy Warhol group, And her opening dialogue is with that she was in the gutter of life, and then she stood up, and all of these things began to happen. I had an ADD effect because I tuned out to most of her dialogue, but I just tuned into that one statement. I'm going, yeah, you just stand up, and it all begins to happen. And that's really what it is.
Just stand
to me.
Up, just
yeah,
show
you just
up.
Open up, stand up, show up. Yes, yes.
I know
that.
I know at one point some group and courses that I was studying, and we talked a lot about, which I think is so important for all of us, but especially parents, what I call energetic accountability or responsibility, that when we're resisting something or having a bad day or, you know, and someone's, what's wrong? Nothing. Because everybody feels it energetically and you're being affected, but I think if we can own it and say, you know what, I'm having a bad day or I'm a little off today, even though the person knows it, but especially around children because they absorb that energy and think something's wrong with me, or people look around, well, I must be, something's wrong with me. They say everything's okay, but I don't feel it's okay. So I think it's a time really also for people to move more into that space where we're being energetically responsible. Because it is like pollution. I mean, all energy, it's just energy. It's not good or bad. But just like throwing trash out the window, there's a proper place. There's a proper way to deal with our emotions, our energy and motion, instead of, you know, letting it seep out all over the place and not having accountability, which takes a high level of awareness to say, wow, I know I'm putting this out there. Or if somebody's sharing what you're putting out there, being accountable and saying, whoa, I didn't mean to, but if you're getting that, you know, check on your end what's going on with you, but also wow, I do realize I'm putting that out there, you know, I'm putting out,
owning
I'm not available
it.
Or whatever.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, owning it, yeah.
Owning it,
and,
right.
And
it's very true.
Divine Mystic in the chat is saying, I'm realizing you need to be clear emotionally to even be able to see what the heck is going on. Yes. The supermoon with the moon in T-square, vulnerability with moon wobble. Yeah, well, we have that T-square coming in, right, with the Saturn in Scorpio.
Yeah.
So it's very exact right now.
Oh, boy. So it's funny that knowledge is interesting. Knowledge is a place where we can hold on to it and we can use that knowledge. But, you know, I find knowledge as an energy of its own. And I like to use knowledge. I don't want that. That's not how I want to say this. I don't want to use the knowledge. I want to let the knowledge come through. And it chooses mm-hmm. how it wants to come through. And so I believe that the accountability, if you have that consciousness, even if you're not understanding how you're not accountable, but if you're having the understanding that that is a place there is a place there for the accountability, it will come through. It will come through
right.
because you've now put that in your equation in your life. So I think mm-hmm. everyone really is in this energy of this astrological, these planetary moments. Shakespeare says it in a very wonderful way, and he said, "It is the stars that govern us, else one self-made could not beget such different issues." And what that says to me is we're put together here in this alignment of energy, and all we have to do is acknowledge that, and the rest takes care of itself. The issues and life around us begin. And that's what life is to me. We're above ground. We're all in the energy, and we're all feeling the what is not expressed and what is expressed. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The lunar part of us. I think it has not been given enough knowledge. I think it's been a part of the sun, you know, the male, the energy of the proletariat, the male, and I think the feminine, is the vessel. Without the male and the feminine, there isn't anything going on. So
that's
it's
right.
both. It's very both. Yeah. And so with this lunar energy, the lunar energy is coming in, going, "All right, you guys, be aware. We're coming in." And so. So our feminine part of us is saying, "I don't know that," or, "Oh, yeah, come on in, I welcome you," or, "Oh, you know, get the hell out."
that's what
the earth is being inundated with, and that is intuitive, and that is all the unexpressed, and the night, the dark, the unseen.
Yeah.
All of the spirits now are just kind of like going, to me, it's like they're all sending their energy in this planetary alignment. They're sending it to us saying, you guys, we're just going to allow this energy to come to you. So it's not about your brain and not about your heart. We're going to inundate the whole planet. And that's what's really happening. So we don't have to do anything. We just kind of go, "Oh, okay."
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, you can't be intuitive and sensitive and then, you know, you can do things to desensitize, but it's always going to be there. You have to learn to manage it. And in fact, we have a question in the chat from Trish. What if you're too lunar, too sensitive? So a lot of that feminine, a lot of the right brain energy. Welcome to the club, Trisha. Welcome to the club.
Well, then get some yang, honey. Go out and have a burger.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because here we have a place where, there are the very sensitive people, and yes, we're being inundated with that energy. Then, I'm much more into that fold, and connected to that energy because I can feel it all. I just can feel it all sometimes, and I wonder, even in the case of Robin Williams, the giver of joy, the giver of love. I mean, even his daughter used to say he was so gentle and wonderful and giving. But was it too much? Was it too much? Did he take enough? You know, he took enough. Obviously it was. So, yes, they're going to be the ones that are too sensitive and are too aligned with that vulnerability. So guess what? You have that information. So kind of tone it down. You know, anything coming toward you that feels like it's going into that area, say, a back away from the smokers, you know?
Yeah.
You don't
one thing I can
to walk into the lion's mouth either, no.
Yeah, the one thing I can say, let's see, somebody's asking. Yes, there's room in the queue, so you can get in line, those people in the chat that want to call in, 347-539-5122. The one thing I noticed with him, and, you know, in citing that type of personality, and, of course, not having diagnosed him or know him or, you know, personally, but my first thought was his the archetype of it. We're talking about archetypes, and it could be in any field, or it could be the mother that is so invested in her children that when it's the most, you know, graphic, empty nest syndrome, or the woman or the man that's so tied up, their identity is so tied up into the position that they have or the career. And this is why, and that's living very much from the ego, and that's why the hard thing of getting to know ourselves, like in the mystery school of Delphi, know thyself, is because we need to have more than one thing that we express through, or, you know, in the mainstream world, identify through, because when that is taken, now some people don't have that luxury, that's that, especially if you're like genius mentality, you usually, there is this imbalance, you know, but to not have the accolades or have, you know, the canceling of a show, and this is your everything from this, the healing tool, the validation tool is this particular type of outlet, can be very traumatizing, you know. So
can be very traumatizing.
You know, I don't know that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there were, you know, my thoughts were with him. Brilliance. He brought such brilliance in anything he did. But I always felt that it was all these people inside of him. If not multiple, maybe beyond multiple. He took beyond the multiple personality to a quantum area. Mm-hmm. I mean, the things that would come from him were so amazing. And because he was that spirit in a way, that I believe that when he didn't have an expression for that energy, it implodes.
Yeah.
It implodes to you.
Yeah.
Many actors
yeah.
who are yeah. not in a working position, they spiral. They spiral because you've opened up this gap to having that expression, feeling it in your body, what it's like, knowing it. And once you know it, speaking of know thyself, there's no going back. There's no going back.
Mm-hmm.
So you know you can compromise your life and say, yes, he was going to go into character actors because he was getting older, and he was stating that, he's not going to be the next film, How Beautiful He Will Be, because the beauty isn't happening. He said, his hair is leaving his head and it's going to his nose, which I can understand.
Yeah.
Your body is changing. And so in that change, you know, it requires you to have, as you said, another vessel, another area.
Yeah.
And perhaps he did not. Perhaps he invested so much into
and
that.
And get
you know,
it consciously. Get it consciously.
Yeah.
I remember when I was, and then again, being on stage or acting, modeling, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's just, there's amazing, you know, energy from that.
Yeah.
You know, for me, Paula, back in the day when I was doing that kind of work, and I'd have models just freaking out because they were told this or that or that, or they didn't get the job, and then they'd be like, oh, you're okay, Michelle, you didn't work or you didn't get it. And I'm like, yeah, because I have something else. My friends, my family, my spirituality. I had a whole other side of me that someone said, you're too short, or you're too, I wish you were skinnier, or you were taller, or your face is beautiful, oh, your legs not so much, or, oh, you can do this, but you can't do that. I was like, whatever. I'm going to read my books or whatever. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to chanting. I'm going to chant anyway. I'm going to see Amma. So I really don't care. I got enough money in the bank. But I would say with anybody, even on the spiritual path or soul path, if this is all you have, it's not enough. If all you have is you're a DJ, or all you have is your marathons, all you have is your music, all you have is your family, all you have is your kids. The all you have is not going to cut it at some point. You have to become more full spectrum. And I think everybody is being with these energies now on the planet. We're being squeezed in that direction because the mainstream consciousness tried to say, just have one thing. You're just one thing. You know, you're a wife, and then you you're married, and then you have kids, and you're a mother now. And it's like, no, I'm a lot of things. Or you're a father now. You're a father, you know, or your husband. you can't do this, you can't do that. And that, I think, is a huge thing of literally and figuratively killing us. We've got to live more full spectrum, even though it doesn't, you know, doesn't match up. There's a, we live in a pair. If you're living full spectrum, if you're living from the soul, you're a little eccentric and you're paradoxical. You know? Right?
Right. It is. It's like a Seal, the Seal song that was quite a way back, but still one of my favorite lyrics is, you got to be a little crazy to make it in this world, to connect in this world. You've got to have the place to unhook. And what comes from the basis of that is humor. It's just have humor about yourself. And that is a big, big unexplored area. I mean, even in ancient times, there are mantras of laughter, and the Buddha laughs. My laughter comes out in many ways, but in every word I say, there's laughter behind it. Because one will find whatever their need for my words, but my energy behind me is to send you hugs and laughter. I mean, that's the only reason I'm playing on this planet. That's what it's about. The rest, you know, okay, you can have a good story, and I might like your story, and I might not, but it doesn't deter me from hugging you or laughing with you.
No. And we love each other, so we're going to embrace or listen and hear each other's story. Where are we coming from? And maybe help edit. Paul, how about we get to some phone lines?
Okay.
I'm full. I hope we have time that maybe for meditation to get in there. 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad, and we're going to fire away. We're going to move at a pretty fast clip here. So I say.
I'll get my seatbelt.
818-850. Michelle had a little caffeine from my neighbor today. Gave me some coffee. Ooh, I think I'm feeling it. 818-850. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Paulo.
Hey,
Gail.
Welcome.
I was just calling in earlier when you were talking about the energy that's going on right now and what's been happening, and I was calling in to agree with you and say that it's happening everywhere. It's like people have been set into hypermotion to really get it right, get on their path, what's resonating to them. I'm finding it in my own life.
What's your name?
Wow, I love it.
Gail.
Gail. Okay. Gail. Wow, that's powerful. Well, your mind is like the wind. The wind is what guides you. The wind is what guides you. Gail, as in a gale storm or gale gala. So yes, tuning into the observance. I can hear your observance of life. You always have this ability to really observe and really understand.
Wow.
And that's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for coming in.
Yes, thank you. You guys have a great show. Thank
you. She is a great observer of stuff. Have to have you come back, come on for astrology.
Oh yeah, this moon that we had, the super full moon, had that T square in it with Saturn and all the rest of it. People, are really being thrown into either a heap or they're moving so forward so fast.
I'm ready. You guys, I don't know if you guys saw on my Facebook, Dear Universe, I'm a fast learner, relatively. The asterisk at the bottom. There wasn't enough room to put that on. I'm ready for my next level, I think. Second asterisk, I think. All right, Gail, thanks for calling.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 812-654, you're on Awakenings Radio.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi.
To whom
are you? Hi, this is Marjorie.
Oh, hi, Marjorie. How old are you?
Hi, in Indiana. Well,
in
I
Indiana,
just feel...
hi. Welcome to the program. Paulo's here.
Thank you. I just kind of feel like my family life is going downhill. CJ got married, and her husband's not working, and Suzanne hasn't met that Henderson man. and my money's just going away. I feel like I'm paddling backwards.
Oh, turn your boat around, honey.
That's easier said than done.
In other words, a frown can be in a different perspective of a smile. We had a caller call in and said they moved to a new area where they were looking at people in the new area, and everybody seemed to be frowning. And I said, well, maybe you need to look at them upside down.
So it's
your life, and it's going in a way that you're seeing it's not in alignment with what you have or what you want, basically, what you're desiring. That's all right, but change the desire. Let go of the desire of it. Let go of the connection to all of it. It sounds like you're carrying quite a lot of people. But for you,
that's what needs to change.
I think you kind of need to get your, you know, Samsonite luggage and just trade it for a little tote. You don't need to keep. There's maybe not a need to carry all of this. And if you give your permission to yourself that everything is, let their lives be what it is, and rejoice in what you can rejoice in as you come in connection with each one, then it'll kind of lighten your load.
Okay.
Yeah, Marjorie, I agree with Paula. You've got to let go and let them just do. I would do that trip to Florida. I would do something for yourself and let them. See, unfortunately, some seeds have been planted. And one of the things for you and everyone else listening, when things happen in your life, it's not by chronological timing. It's by a ripening. So sometimes we miss things. I always call it the rings. Sometimes you miss the brass ring, you miss the platinum or the silver, the platinum ring, you miss the gold ring. I guess it's the gold ring and then the platinum. So sometimes to build back up to that opening, and it could be weeks, months, it could be years later, because there has to be an emotional maturity or development, emotional ripening, because it's not maturity. It's something that's really hard to define. But it has to do with the emotional body. You might have to wait a while for the ring to come back around, and it might be a plastic ring, which I tell people, don't get snooty, just grab it. So, Marjorie, for you, I'm saying this in regards to Suzanne. Sometimes when we don't get ourselves together, we miss opportunity. We miss those openings, and we have to wait till the players are ready, till we're emotionally ready. And I've had people that I've read for intuitively, psychically, that they're, wow, boy, everything you said happened, and it happened right away. It happened even sooner. And I'm like, that has nothing to do with me. I'm just a conduit. It had to do with that person. They were ready. They did whatever they were supposed to do or needed to do early enough that called in those situations. So this is for everybody out there. If you're finding things that you want are lagging and aren't manifesting, you have to do inner work. Something is clogging, you know, or the timing is off. You want it to happen sooner, and it's just going to be later. You have to
There's an interesting thing here. If you look at something, a very incredible woman shared this with me, and she was a witch. She was a well-known witch at the time, and she said, "If you, and they called her a white witch and a dark witch, and she said, oh, well, you know, if you take a light and you start condensing it, you start pushing it together, as if the energies of this earth were being now inundated with this energy, and this energy is pushing light together, it's infusing this light. Well, as you infuse the light, it becomes manifest, it becomes a little denser as you push it. And the same exact thing on the other end. If you extend that density that you're going through and extend it over time, it becomes lighter and lighter and lighter. And so in reflective to our lives, what we're going through is this push and this pull. That's what the lunar and the solar energy does to us. It pushes us and it pulls us. And all we need to do is, okay, feel that energy and say, okay, well, maybe I don't need to be pulled right now, and maybe I need to be pulled. But you, it's going to happen anyway. That's your own story in relationship to what's happened. So what I'm hearing for you is you need to do. It's not about whoever the story is around you with all those people. Your love, your heart has always been there with your people. That's a given. Mm. In fact, it goes back in generations of your family. But I'm hearing that you're a little bit of a shit stirrer. And you got to stir some shit. You got to kind of change things up. And the only way to change things up is change it in your life, change your perspective, or change, go to Florida. Whatever it takes that allows that timeline to expand so that you can allow that energy to unite with you in a more amicable.
Well put, Marjorie. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Oh, good. Big hug, my dear. Do more for you. You deserve it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay, we've got 516-432. You're on Awakenings Radio. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks so much for having your program today. It's nice to hear that other people are suffering with the same things I am.
Isn't that wonderful? I agree.
Yes. I'm getting New York snippy over here on people. I'm like, oh, God, I got to check myself. I'm getting all nasty with people now.
That's appropriate.
I guess. I don't know. It's not even appropriate at this point. I'm just, the energy is just kind of been building for me. It's just not like letting up. And today I woke up really just like finicky.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I'm trying my best to ground and just, breathe through it. But at some points, I mean, like a half hour or 45 minutes ago before I started listening to your show, I was literally feeling like out of breath. I'm like, what is going on today?
Ooh, yeah.
Been some intense energy,
Yeah, and there's nothing really that I can think of that's making me so tense. So,
because your brain... it isn't in the thinking part of you, so forget that. Let your brain go on a vacation with that one.
Yeah.
I think you ought to go out in Central Park if you're in, or any park that you're near, and just touch the ground, and soak in that energy. Soak it in. It's there. The earth is there to give that to you and give it all to us.
I honestly think by 8 o'clock, when the beach is empty, I'm gonna take a little walk on the shoreline and just try to really super ground myself, because, like I said, I noticed a couple of times already that I was snippy with people. I'm like, I need to be by myself. But anyway, I like that you said it on your Facebook page about that you're ready to learn and grow, and I feel like I leaped like over a year ago, leaving a career that I had because I just wasn't spiritually fulfilled with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still
kind
of out there, like, feeling my way. And I don't know, I haven't felt anything. I still haven't gotten to the direction yet. So I'm like, all right, I'm still on my path. This is how I'm supposed to be, But at some points I'm like, come on already. It's been over a year.
Are you a writer?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a writer?
No.
You should be.
Although I do hear that from time to time, and I'm like, geez, what am I going to write about?
What you're stating now is what I would write about, how you express things so creatively.
Well, yeah.
I would read your story.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So I can talk about my confusion and how I've just been raised on this path.
Yeah, but you have a real...
But people
you do have a, what
need
I, what
it.
What I honor inside of you is you have a humor about it all. You really do.
I have to.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't.
Well, here's the thing,
too.
What's your first name?
I'm sorry. My name is Sandra. I apologize.
Sandra.
Sandra.
The thing is, we need new stories, and I've been doing a lot of work on myths and archetype, and do that with the dream therapy. We've been talking about archetypes here. We need new archetypes or myths or updating. The ones that we have now will be, forever. They're etched in our consciousness, and, but the meanings have to be updated the way that we do things. So we need storytellers to tell the story. Because be back in the old paradigm, Sandra, when no one would admit they were confused. Oh, you've got it. In other words, by college, you've got to have it sewn up. You've got the whole, that's it. You chose that. That's it for 30, 40, 50 years. And, you know, then you get to go to Palm Beach or Boca Raton or Mexico, whatever. But until then,
yeah,
you know, zip it. You know everything, da-da-da-da. And the truth is we never did. We don't. And now in these times, because we are many of us systems busters, the system is getting busted. We're wanting more self-expression, more creativity, more that nurtures the soul and fuels our spirit, renews us, that's more authentic to us and honoring our uniqueness as soul beings. That's a mouthful there. But we need not only people to think this way and live this way, but we need it to be expressed somehow, whether it's through art or dance, design, storytelling, you know, writing, public speaking, or getting in the new information into systems, or, you know, which other could be schools or corporations, et cetera, et cetera.
You know, when she entered this, when she called in, she was observant to thanking us about expressing that other people are feeling the pain, and so you have a way of understanding what your soul is calling in. And I think if you write about it, whether you blog it, whether you put it out there for others, that's up to you. But I think if you write about it, you're going to see what you're really asking yourself, what you're requiring of yourself. And I believe it'll be in your wording and how you see things and how you express them. And Cassandra is a very powerful name, very powerful energy.
Mm-hmm.
And Cassandra is the goddess that kind of leads the way of holding the space of opening. She was the one that kind of like the, you know, you always saw the woman on the boats. They have the carved a mermaid or something. That was the Cassandra that led the legions of boats.
Mm.
That was Cassandra
that
led the. So you're a leader. You're a leader by either choice or by however.
I know I am. I essentially do feel that about myself. I really do. And I find, and no matter, even if I'm ignoring it, it comes out somehow, some way, through something. I wind up leading a group or leading this or leading that.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is turn that energy to you and create this place of expression that you want to do. You have that right there. You have it all right there before you. Once you do that, those will follow you. They will follow you.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just got to, I got to figure out what I'm charging ahead with.
Just charge ahead. Don't
well,
figure
I feel,
it out. Just charge ahead.
Yeah.
Go, just
I feel for you,
stand
what
up
I'm hearing
charge.
Is a lot of self-exploration. So if you move into that mode of self-exploration,
oh, God,
because
no,
I feel
been.
For you, but not
although,
self-exploration.
I mean, it doesn't end. You know, I'm not saying that it ends.
Right,
but
it doesn't end.
I've been on
but
a continual journey. People are like, are you ever going to be finished? I'm like, no, I'm still working on myself.
No, but I mean the self-exploration where you're doing something with it. You're exploring through action. And this is good for everyone to know because we've moved from more just spiritually, you know, still, we're going to heal mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. But right now, the focus, especially with Uranus and Aries, is about action. So it's whatever we've explored that we actually start doing it. In other words, if I've explored and I've realized, wow, you're really a person that needs a lot of energy, or you know, you have a lot of energy, so you need more outlets. Then I'm going to consciously create healthy outlets: dance, yoga, riding my bike, da 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 da.
Right.
We now have to do something with what we found out about ourselves so that we're actualizing the soul and the earth plane.
Yes.
So we're moving from self-realization to self-actualization.
I like that.
You know, there was
bravo,
that whole,
bravo,
yeah, there's that
bravo.
Whole group. Yeah, so it's no longer enough to realize we're spiritual beings or we have a soul. It's no
right.
longer to realize we have a spiritual essence that's unchanging. We now have to create our life in a way that reflects that as much as possible in all areas of our life. It's the Holy Grail. It's heaven on earth. It's creating the temple that's within us. It's externalizing it. And Alice Bailey talked about this. It's the externalization of the plan. We now have to have it external in everything, in the schools, you know, the trash picker up or whatever, sanitation, and everything has to have it. Politics, you know, local, everything needs to be infused with this. So the more that we can infuse our lives with this, the more that we're helping the plan unfold, but the more we're accessing our soul. So I feel that's where you're at right now, Sandra. It's bringing it into that level.
Right.
To living it, you know.
Yeah, because
yeah.
I do agree. I mean, it's important to, like, I know for myself, it's definitely important for me to have, like, a physical aspect to my spiritual
mm-hmm.
side. Without it, I'm dead. You know,
I hear you. Start
to really lose, I lose myself,
yeah.
you know. So
I think we all do. You can get swallowed up in
yeah.
that. So look and see how you can do it more. And I do feel at some point on the career, you'll probably have two things that you're doing, one that reflects more of that and one that's perhaps a little more exoteric, if you will.
Okay.
Keep us posted. Well, call back. We're here every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time to 1:30. Okay?
Yeah. Yes, thank you
Thanks
so much, both of you.
Oh,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Namaste.
Namaste. Beautiful. All right, so I want to touch base with Denise in the chat. I'm looking in that about what is the goddess or fearing that. And just touch on that and get the goddess or is just the feminine principle or aspect of God, of the divine energy. So we work in polarity in this particular universe. Just like the outlet, you have the feminine wall outlet, right, has the opening, right? You don't know what's inside there. You have the masculine, right, which is the two-prong or three-prong, right? It's something that juts out. It's phallic. And you plug that masculine, the electrical, into that outlet, and something happens. Whoop, you have electricity. You have, right, creation. You have something. So because we came from thousands of years ago, we were a matriarchal lineage, and that kind of didn't work out so well. There was some misuse of power. That swung way over to the patriarchal. That's the one that we're most, knowing, we have more awareness of. And now there's a combination, but we have to tap in more to the God. However, it doesn't have to be Celtic. It can be anything. Hindi, doesn't matter. It's the lunar, it's the void, it's the feminine, it's the intuitive sensing, feeling part of us that characteristically tends to be embodied within the female effigy or female form. But it comes in the male as well. It's that aspect of Tara, like Tara, the healing goddess, the Madonna. She was saying in the chat, Paula, about the Madonna energy. This gets really deep. It's very, because there's different Madonnas. There's the Negredo, which is the void, the black Madonna. There's the white Madonna that's more overt or out, you know. It gets into all the polarities. But the thing to know is we're not calling anything that isn't already there. There is the feminine aspect in the universe and the male aspect, and we're rebalancing them. And in order to do that now, we have to bring more of the feminine up, but not put down or chastise or get rid of the masculine, leave it where it's at. We just need to be balanced. I don't know, Paul, if you have any thought on that as well. Fear. Well, somehow, sometimes people get fearful
yeah.
of the goddess energy.
It's just hard even having that term. No, what about it? Yeah. Well, in any kind of a transitional place, you know, I feel like you were saying, yes, there's been the matriarchal influence on this planet. There's been the patriarchal influence on this planet. And both of them, when they're identified, just as you were saying, when you're identifying yourself into one area, it's not enough. And so even identifying ourselves in the male and the female is not enough. And the idea is that, you know, a whole thing needs to be created in a co-creative expression of male-female. And it's very interesting that there hasn't been a new tagline, if you want to say it in the modern way.
I would agree with you.
About androgyny. And the androgyny, because we all go through it in our lives. We all go
Which
through
is
it
a combination
lives.
Of the two. Androgyny is the combination of the two.
Yes. Yes. Every being on this planet has within it an androgynous area. And I think that this is needed because we have to have – I cannot understand the goddess if it wasn't inside me. There isn't any place I would identify with if I did not know it within me, and therefore the male also. And so we have this inside of us, and to know this energy that is inside of us, it needs nurturing right now. It needs growth. It needs to be allowed to have its own way, its own expression.
Yeah.
And so I'm feeling that in the universe, and I'm seeing that in the universe, and And just like it's very interesting to me because one of the most I kind of danced with him in a very minuscule way with Robin Williams, but when I entered his energy, even the earliest, it was very androgynous. It was very androgynous.
Aquarian is complete. You've got water and land. It's got all the elements. It's the woman that looks very male, and it's the male that looks very, female. There's a complete a mixture there. That's what makes it so unique. And I agree with you. We need to move into that space. I think we are. We're all being nudged into that.
Yes.
Yeah. We've got one more call.
That's what I think is being part of the awakening. I think that's part of the awakening, is that it's awakening the androgynous place inside of us.
Yeah. By the way, Madonna energy, Christians took it over, but it's not typically or just specifically Christian. Madonna means mother. It means, so the Madonna is not always, it doesn't have to be Christian. Madonna, you know.
Madonna means the feminine of the gods. Madonna is the god, and Madonna is the feminine.
Yeah.
So it's the feminine of the god. So that's just the way that, but notice that, again, if there's veils in our lives, there's veils of this energy, and it's up to us to understand now, to lift the veils and not be... ruled by any type of definition.
You and I had done. I was working on this book, and we did a lot of work at redefining the archetypes, and that's what is really being called now. We were ahead of our time, but we have to redefine the archetypes. And one way to reclaim the energy—that's the same with the idea of the Illuminati, which really comes from the illumined ones, which we are the illumined ones—is to look at word derivations to take the power back. In other words, Madonna doesn't have to be—it's not specifically Christian, as you're saying, Paulo. It's the feminine form of the God energy. So once we start getting to the truth of the meaning and the intent, before they were hijacked from specific groups, then you can release the shackles. Let's see. I think we have time for one more call. We may go over a little. If we do, it'll be in the archives because they've been holding for so long. 508-933, you're on Awakenings. Welcome. Are you there? 508-933? Okay, I tried. I feel good. I can sleep tonight because I did not abandon the caller.
That's a t-shirt waiting to happen. I did not abandon the caller.
Oh, gosh. So we've got 60 seconds. What do we do? Come back and do meditation later? Do we do a
Yeah.
Huh? Can you believe it?
Yeah. Well, coming back, of course.
Yeah. And then we've got, who's this? 818-850. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Again, I did not abandon the caller. I love it. Love you guys so much. Okay, we're into overtime. Yay! Let's think of the football game. We're into overtime now. Paul, as always, I love having you here to play and share your insights. It's so wonderful.
Thank you.
Share
thank
you
for
with the rest
me the
of the
place
world.
To do that. Yes.
Yeah.
I love being here. I love playing with you. It's just always been wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much.
And thank everyone in the chat holding the space, being sound engineers, co-pilots, and just your beautiful wisdom selves, loving selves in the chat. And thank you everyone that called in, co-created the show with us. Really appreciate it. And Paul, until next time, come back. We'll do some
Return
some,
of May
meditation and journey.
Italian.
Yes.
Return of May. And
Return of May.
Che bella c'è la luna. Che bella viento.
Aviento. Ciao bello.
Ciao bello.
And ciao to all of you. Aviento, as they say in France and French. See you later. A tout à l'heure. Not too long. Until next time, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and, of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued awakening conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.